for those who are working in the field of prevention, how do the protective factors help them to go out and help families?
Yeah, if they can have a basic idea of the protective factors, which really focus on helping things go right. So often we jump in, and a lot of the services we offer are about jumping in when things go wrong. The protective factors are really about increasing and building on family strengths and helping things go right. So understanding these five basic protective factors enables professionals and families to go out and really help make a difference in helping things go right.
Very good. And what kind of a shift do you feel like there's been with a change from focusing on the negative to trying to focus more on the positive?
Yeah, you know, in the last decade or so, there's been so much new research that focuses on positivity. It's positive psychology, helping things go right. It's a new approach that really is a fresh air of approaching focusing on helping parents help things go right. Too often the question is, what do I do when things go wrong? And now we're rephrasing that question, what can I do to help things go right? And I think as parents and professionals grasp that, there's a lot of energy and a lot of positivity even by reframing, refocusing that question.
So these are research-based, and for those who are like, where do you come up with this stuff, you know, there's a reason behind it, and how does this research work?
Yeah, you know what, there's so much out there, and there's a lot of good things, and some of them are research-based, and some are not. There's from personal experience. But I think the research, what the research-based does is it gives it a little bit more credibility with the work that we do. We can trust it, that it's been kind of tested. Now, what we have to shift away from, though, is this prescription approach. If you'll just do A, then you'll get B every time. That's not necessarily true, especially with the different circumstances parents find themselves in. So we're shifting away from prescriptions to principles. Principles are a general kind of a truth, a research base, but then how it's applied will differ from parent to parent in their situation. So we want them to take a principle and apply it how they best see fit in their families, and away from the prescription approach, which is really what a lot of self-help, majority of the self-help books are written on in previous decades, getting away from that to more of helping things go right with using basic research-based principles.